Put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jim, a new study has come out and revealed that attractive female faces apparently make men behave more. Did we need a study?
I mean, there's always an exception to the rule.
No, there is. Yeah, there is. it's worth doing the research anyway.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Research has found out that male participants in an experiment misbehave less when presented with a picture or the presence of a beautiful woman as opposed to a plain woman in front of them, whatever that means.
A woman in a plane. I can barely see her through those little windows.
She's 10,000 feet above the ground.
Is there a woman in there?
Very difficult. On the flip side, however, female participants, when presented with an attractive-looking male, didn't misbehave less. They misbehaved the exact same amount. So it was more men being like, okay, I've got to behave now because I want to impress this attractive person who's in front of me.
I think it is... well, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
It really is.
Mm. But I think that men, it's classic there, men v female there, because men fake who they are when they meet a woman.
Absolutely.
They lie about what they earn, what they do, their friends,
how many
their
people
hobbies,
they've been with,
everything.
If they have a wife.
To try. Yeah, sometimes that too. Mm. Then they'll get them, they get the woman,
yeah,
and then they show their true colours.
Yeah. And then
they man hopes that they've been with him for too long that they go, oh, well, I'll just stay with him.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We suck, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And science has now proved it, right? We are trying to impress them. Now, here's what I wanted to do. I want to do a little test of our own because you and I, Jim, we love doing some tests on the Jimmy and Nath show.
Yeah, we find out a lot of these studies and I think, you know, you and I like to see if they're true.
Well, yeah.
We'll do our own stuff.
Tweak them a little bit so they work on radio. Now, we know this works with attractive faces and seeing things. Obviously, we don't have that luxury in radio. So I thought we could do it with attractive voices and see if us as men behave better when we are told to do something with an attractive voice. So I want to ask the question now, 131060 Australia, man or woman, do you have an attractive voice?
Hey Australia, give us a call if you have
attractive voice.
131060 baby.
Attractive voice.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Audio Bones.
Sorry.
Audio Bones could tell me to do anything with that voice.
You know what I mean? I can still hear the British accent.
Hello, it's me, Audio Bones.
Well, no offense.
Do your own work, Jimmy.
I know that's where we came from when we invaded, but I just don't like it. It doesn't do anything for me.
Well, hopefully,
I go to England and I'm like, come here, baby. You want me to kiss your lips?
We'll grab a pint.
Yeah,
hey? A pot. Look, well, hopefully we can find somebody who does do it for you. No, it's not necessarily doing it for you. It's just like
it's a sexy voice.
A sexy voice that essentially influences you to do the right thing or to listen to them, right? So 131060, male or female, if you have an attractive voice or you think you have an attractive voice, give us a call and be a part of this test. If you give us a call as well, $50 to spend at Grilled, $100 to spend at Step One Underwear. We're going to reward the sexy voices out there. So what I thought we could do is we could set up a scenario where you and I are classic, being in the bar, mucking around, being us, and then the sexy voice enters and tries to tell us to either stop or do something, right?
Okay, can I ask, because I can see we've got some people here.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
Adam, Jordan, Sarana.
Sriracha sauce has gone through.
So are we going to be chatting to them first, or you and I just chatting and they pop in? To get the test right, don't we need them to, like, we need to hear their sexy voice for the first time when you're not paying attention?
That's a good point. Okay, so maybe we talk to them after the experiment.
Yes, I think probably fair.
So the first time you hear their voice is when we're in the bar and they're trying to tell us to calm down or whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
Right? So Adam's going to be our first person, right?
Okay.
So let's enter the bar now. So you and I are in the bar.
Yeah.
We'll kick it off, and at some point, Adam will come in and tell us to whatever he needs to tell
us. Don't say anything right now, Adam, but at some point, if you just want to tell us, shut up.
Okay, here we go. When's the bloody footy start, Jim?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think they've got like the UFC on the TV.
Your shout, by the way.
Do you want me to go ask if they can change it?
Yeah, can we
change it? Is anyone here watching?
Stand up on the table. Stand up on
and
the
just
table.
Yell?
Just change it yourself.
Okay, well, I don't know where the remote is. See if it's got on the
It could be around
on the
back.
Side there.
Yeah.
I don't know where the head would change the channel.
Yeah,
can you just get the shout then? Because I'm going to do this.
Yeah, all right, I'll go get the beers.
Yeah. I'm off beers. Give me a vodka lime soda.
No, I'll get a vodka
lime
soda.
I'm watching my belly.
That's fine.
Watching my weight.
I wonder if anyone's going to tell us to stop climbing on tables or anything like that, but who knows? Adam.
Hello, yeah.
Yeah. Did you understand the experiment, Adam?
I comprehend all.
Okay.
Everything is comprehended. Indeed.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. You didn't win. just quickly, Bruiser, do they understand what's happening outside?
Bruiser understand what's happening?
Mate, we'll give Adam another... Someone talk to Adam,
No,
right?
I think Adam's lost his chance.
Okay, all right.
We've got two
no,
more to
that's
get
true.
To.
All right, that's true. Okay, now Jordan can hear us, right? Jordan can hear us. We're going to be in the bar. Jordan, at some point, you've got to use your sexy voice and see if we listen to you, okay? I can't hear you yet, but here we go. Take it away.
Oh, yeah, anyway, mate, I got the TV changed. The footy's on now.
Yeah,
good. You awesome. Haven't got those drinks yet.
Can I please get your attention, please?
Why? I'm just going to get a beer, mate. What do you want?
Do you know where the broom is? Because I need your hand. I dropped me nuts. Can you sweep the rug, please?
Jordan, do you think you have a sexy voice?
I think I do.
Jordan, you're putting this on. This is Jordan. This is not your voice. You're putting this on. Jordan?
No, I'm putting it on.
Yeah. Talk to us normally. How do you normally
sound? What's your normal voice, Jordan?
This is my normal voice.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
You sound like a... Like a shitty Aussie Batman. Boys, I need you to get the...
Jordan, who told you you had a sexy voice?
No, my missus put me up to this.
Is your missus there with you?
Yeah, she's here.
What's her name? What's her name?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Alia.
Alia.
Do you think Jordan has a sexy voice?
At times, yes.
So do you get him?
Not that time. All right. Let's try one more.
Okay.
We're in the bar. All right.
Yep.
Sarana's, she can hear us. So at some point, she's got to tell us to calm down. Here we go. All right. Oh, God, I've spilt the espresso martinis everywhere.
Mate, McCoy keeps asking me to buy more drinks, buddy. It's your share, mate.
No,
get
I'm
up
not
there. Get espresso
any
martino.
More drinks.
Hey, Nathan.
What?
Hey, Nathan.
Yeah?
Hey, Nathan. I want you to come home with me and clean my kitchen and unpack my dishwasher, please. What do you reckon?
Hey, Jim, you stay here. I've got to go.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, I want to ask Australia now on 131060, what are you named after or what is your child named after?
You sure don't want to ask people with sexy voices to call?
No, I think that's okay. Done.
Yeah, right.
What we usually do is we do a Nath fun one.
Yep.
And this is just pretty simple.
I just thought because
question
that went
answer.
So well, we go again.
No, maybe
just
tomorrow
do a whole
night.
Hour of sexy
Guys,
voices.
Guys, just write that down. Maybe tomorrow night we can not do it again. So what are you named after or what is your child named after?
Yeah.
Please don't just say another family member. I'm trying to look for something a little bit interesting.
Yeah, my name's Dave. Why is that? My great-grandfather was Dave. Sick. Thanks, Dave.
The reason I want to ask the question is researchers from a Queensland museum and also part-time Australian museum. Are you part-time another museum?
What do you mean? On weekends?
Weekends we're here for Australia. they've discovered a new snail species and named it after wildlife warrior / TV host Robert Irwin.
Now, this is interesting. Do you think you'd be stoked with that? I don't think you would.
No.
I think Steve would be looking down going, I wrestled crocodiles and my son is now named after a snail.
Snail boy.
What has happened to my legacy?
Little Robert.
You know what I mean? Hear about it's Robert, not, he was wrestling snails.
I was thinking about this today when I saw this. Like, it's not like I'd want like a lion.
Yes.
Or an elephant.
Or a crocodile.
If you're talking Australia, a breed of crocodile, maybe kangaroo.
A new koala, even. Well, koala's
me,
still cool.
Me, not you, because of the
No, well, chlamydia. Because of the... Yeah, but it goes away.
It does, two times.
Any koalas listening? Caramello, if you're listening. just something better than a snail. I mean, no offence to the snails, but a little bit of offence.
So they found 15 species of land snails. Four of those they didn't know about. Oh, these are four new snails.
Yeah.
Robert.
How different are they?
They've now identified each species and named one after Robert.
Are you sure one wasn't just a slug with a bottle cap? Moved into a Pepsi lid? Oh, my God, this one's red and it says Pepsi.
Well, as I said, one's been named after Robert Irwin and the other two are Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah. Robert Irwin, Jimmy Nathan, Julia Morris. There we go. Get me out of here.
I could tell you more, but it's pretty boring. So
it gets more boring than that. Thanks for giving me the highlights.
This group of snails is found from the north of the Mary River in southeast Queensland.
I can't believe there's so many.
To the south of the O'Connell River in north Queensland.
Sexy water.
If you think, come home with me and do my dishes. Yeah, so when I was 13, 10, 60, what were you named after or what is your child named after? Looking for something a little bit interesting, maybe characters from TV shows, movies,
yeah.
Or you made something up?
Yeah.
You made your own up?
There's some good ones. I mean, I've got a pretty basic name. My sister got a pretty basic name, but we had a dog, Chisel, who was named after Cold Chisel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking for dogs, I'll be honest.
Well, your house is dog friendly, though.
I've got dogs there, and I don't even know who owns them.
No, that's true. They're coming out of nowhere. Sarah, hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, Sarah. What were you named after? What was your kid named after?
So, my name is Sarah Connor, and I was named after the Terminator.
No.
You were not. Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
No way.
Yeah. I'll be back.
That's so funny. So, your parents big fans, or one of your parents big fans?
So, my mum said that she had never seen the movie, and my dad said he had seen it, but here I am.
Wow. So, hang on. So, they're not big fans?
So, they didn't know about it?
I think my dad's a fan, but never really expressed it.
Oh, so he did it behind your mum's back. He didn't tell her that
I kind of think so, yeah.
Oh, it's a sneaky name
after.
Dad's
a massive fan and gone, I think we should call our daughter Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sarah's poor brother, Termy, though.
Termy, Connor.
Termy. Well, middle name, Nater. Good on you, Sarah.
Termy, Connor. Termy, Nater.
Hello, Connor. Thomas.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Good mate. Who's your son named after?
His older sister looked a bit like Franklin the Turtle when she was much younger.
Okay.
So I was pretty insistent on the name Franklin.
Franklin,
after Franklin the Turtle.
Yeah, but he didn't look like it. His older sister looked like
it. Yeah,
yeah.
I thought it was a great name. Hang on to it. And listen, well, it grew on the wife.
I can hear you losing it right now. So your young son, how old is he?
He's three now.
He's three.
He'll be four in about a week.
And his name is Franklin because his sister looked like a
Franklin
turtle.
The turtle.
Well, she doesn't anymore. She was just a bald baby for a very long time.
And so every bald baby looks like Franklin the Turtle.
I suppose so.
So it's not your daughter, it's just every baby Franklin the Turtle. And you went, that's pretty funny.
I just thought she did in particular.
And how did this go down with the wife, Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pimp? Hello?
Hello.
P-I-M-P?
P?
Pimp?
No, so it's P-I-M and then two P's at the end.
So it's Pimp. Your name is Pimp.
Yeah, so it is Pimp. I go by Pim for short, obviously. A lot of people kind of think the wrong thing, but no, it's actually because technically my mum and dad named me after a severe pimple.
Oh.
So on your driver's license, passport, if you have one, whatever, your first name legally is P-I-M-P-P.
Yes.
So you were named, right.
So when you're at school, the teacher would go, Pimp, present.
And she'd get cane out in her hat.
It's Pimmy.
Pimmy, right. So it's named after a pimple.
Pimple.
Your mum didn't work for your dad.
My dad's a doctor, and that's how they met.
Okay, right. No, okay.
Doctor.
Yeah, doctor of love.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Jim, a group of psychologists have come out and revealed the reason why random things people do annoy us for no reason. Why random things people do annoy us for no reason. It could be chewing loudly. It could be just the way they look. It could be the way they walk. It's been explained why those things annoy us, and it's not actually the thing that they're doing, right? So they've said it isn't necessarily the loud chewing or the heavy breathing, the snoring or the sneezing that actually annoys you, but mainly the pure presence of that person.
Yeah.
So just being around that person is the actual reason. It's not actually the thing they're doing that pisses you off or annoys you. Now, this is, it's got a name. It's called affective presence, which refers to how a person simply being in the same room as others makes the rest of the crowd feel. Right? Yep. So if you're in a group of people and somebody walks in, if that person makes you feel happy, fulfilled, warm, moody, funny, annoyed, irritating, icky, creepy, whatever it is, based on that feeling is how you react to them doing those things you think are annoying. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know, what I mean?
Because like, you know, if me and Argo
is chewing
loudly,
yeah,
people are like, oh my God, shut up.
Mm.
If you, an attractive person,
is chewing loudly
at a bar or somewhere, people are like, he's just so cute.
Look at him. A puppy.
He's just like a human golden retriever.
That's essentially what it's for.
Like if you find someone attractive, you're okay with their shit.
Yeah, quite literally. That's what it is. Yeah, if you like their aura, it's essentially a vibe check.
I don't think it's a vibe, mate. I think it's physical appearance.
When
someone walks into a room and you go, I want a piece or I don't want a piece. From then on, everything they do will either piss you off or you'll like
it. It's purely whether or not you want to pot them or not.
100%, mate. Exactly that's what life's about.
Mate, when
you're
it comes
the
down
potty or the potter.
We're animals. Look, here's what I'm going to do, Jim. We all are guilty of doing things to annoy people just for the sake of it, right? Mm. Particularly, you know, our partners. I do things to my wife all the time for the pure reason to create a little bit of annoyance because I find it entertaining.
Yeah,
right?
I just like annoying people.
We annoy our bosses all the time. We've had many different bosses and we've always found little things that annoy them, right?
Annoying our producers.
Yeah.
I love nothing more. You know, if I'm having a bad day and I come in just to annoy producer Jared.
I know,
to push his buttons, roll him up.
Roll them up a little
and
bit.
And he just gets so...
But we all do it. We all do it. It could be a colleague.
It's a hate crime. That's you.
It is, and we love it. Just so you know, we do everything for a reaction. And so do we all. We all do things to annoy people purely for a reaction. I can think of a few examples off the top of my head. Every time my partner stretches and there is a visible belly button... I poke that. Boop.
Yeah.
I do it to Digital Kira sometimes. Sometimes boop. I just
she
say the.
Boop.
Sometimes I'll just say the word boop, and she'd be like, "Stop booping." I was like, "I haven't done anything.
Yep.
I just said boop."
Like today, we had to move our desks at work.
Yeah.
And I've got some thoughts on that, guys. Mm. I really want to chat to you all later, but it was my job, right?
Yep.
It was to move my desk from one side to the other. It was not producer Jared's job at all.
No.
But I got up and I clicked and I went, "Producer Jared, please move this. Move this from here to here." And then I stayed with her. How long did I do that bit for? I'm still doing that bit, Jared?
Yeah.
See?
One of my favourite things, and I did it again the other day, but it always used to involve you, right? If I'm driving anywhere, my partner's in the car and say, we're picking you up.
Yep.
I see you on the side of the road. All I need to do is simply pull in and pick you up. I will often go back and forth like I can't find a park or I'll do a lap around the block because it's so imaginatory busy.
It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
Whoever you're picking up, you will pretend that you can't see them or you can't get a park.
Yeah, or it's so busy. But it could be an empty street.
One day...
It's a great bit.
I was with someone and Nath was coming to drive past. You drove past like 3 or 4 times until Meg like lost it at
you. She almost got out of a moving car.
Yeah, screaming, jumped out of a music.
But you and I, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Purely because it's entertaining.
Oh, there's a great... No, Bruiser, you've got a great one. This pisses off a lot of people. Would you like to explain to Australia?
Yeah, go,
Nath
Bruce.
Does this too. Nath does this at... If I'm at the gym with him, if I'm on the golf course, if I'm in the office. This is Nath's number one bit.
Go, Bruce.
So every time I ask, hey, do you want this food? He goes, no, thanks, I'm driving.
Genius bit. It is a genius... And does that annoy you, Bruiser?
Enrages me.
And but that's why I do it.
Nathan be like, Nathan be at, you know, we'll be at a cafe.
Yeah.
And so like someone who doesn't even know what Jimmy and Nathan is or does. Mm. And like the poor waitress will come over and she's like, so you guys need another coffee or anything? And Nathan goes, no, thanks. I'm driving.
Yeah. And
the confusion
makes me so
happy. We got donuts yesterday in the office and people, like multiple people were offering them to you.
Yeah, TL office manager goes, Nath, you like donuts, fella.
No, thanks, I'm driving.
Yeah, and she goes, we like a donut? No, thanks, I'm driving. And watching them for
she
about
goes,
20,
she,
30
she
seconds.
She goes, a donut's drugs.
Yeah, and I walk away.
Now she's scared to drive from home from work.
She's going to Dunkin' Donuts going, oh no, what's going on? 13, 10, 60.
Blow into the bag. What's in the bag? Donuts?
Jump on the phones right now. What do you do purely to annoy people? Josh, hello.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Good, mate. What do you do just to annoy someone?
It's actually a really bad habit of mine, but I like to hum in a way that no one realizes that I'm humming. And I usually do it in larger groups.
Okay.
And it's just constant. I don't know what it is, but it's just, the humming that it's continuous and just gets to people.
So it's humming that, but you're not humming anything in particular. You're just making a noise.
It's just making a noise.
And no one knows you're doing it, Josh.
Yeah. I usually do it like on a train, for example, and I'm just doing it and you can just see people looking around on a busy morning.
Can you give us a bit now just so we can hear what it's like?
It kind of sounds like a train announcement or some sort of connection issue.
But I feel like I could tell it was you if I looked at you and your mouth was closed and you're like, Josh is like...
No, he puts his hand over his mouth.
Josh is like, nobody knows. Everyone in Josh's friendship group's like, Josh, we know it's you. Stop.
Yeah, Josh, we know it's you humming.
No, it's not. Couldn't be anyone.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here, mate.
No, not you. We've got a different one.
Oh,
mate.
Sorry. Sorry, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. Does somebody in your life do something that annoys you for no reason?
Yeah, so it's my wife. So basically, I've been married 17 years, and since even before I met her, she was doing it. And it's really annoying when we're on the couch at night and even with our kids, she takes off her socks. Mm. And she plays with her toes and like flicks her toenails like up and down and makes like a terrible clicking noise. And then what she'll try and do is like if one of the kids is laying next to her, she'll take off their sock and start doing it to them. And then if I'm sitting next to her, if I've fallen asleep on the couch, she'll take off my socks and start playing with my toes and my toenails.
Jim, is she like cutting your toenails or just playing with them?
No. She gets her fingernail and gets it underneath my toes or her toes and makes like this clicking noise. It's like a little tick noise. And when you're watching a movie, it's one of the worst things you could hear.
Jim, 17 years you've been married, yeah?
Yeah.
After 10, that's your fault, mate. That's your fault,
old
buddy.
Enough to know better.
You had time. You've had time.
Your marriage can nearly drink, mate.
Veronica, hello.
Hello.
Veronica, did you do something just to annoy people?
Just a little bit. If I'm close by to someone and I see they are about to yawn, I'll stick my finger in their mouth.
It's a great one.
It's a great game.
I love doing it, Veronica. Yeah. It is so good. So do you do it to people that you don't know or is it...
I think it draws a line if I don't know them. It's usually if I know them.
Oh, it's a good way to get to know someone, isn't it?
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, I want to share a new story that I saw on the internet.
Excellent.
And it's to help people who, you know, work somewhere, like a big business, and there's work Wi-Fi, work computers, work devices, all that stuff.
It's a common thing.
And you wonder, like, can they see what I see?
You're
like,
in
what
the-
are they looking at?
You're in the office, you connect to the Wi-Fi. You're often on a work computer. We all do it.
Now, look, this story, I'm not going to bore you with all of it, but you and I already know this. Now, don't worry, Australia, I'm going to tell you. But Nathan and I have always found that wherever we've been doing radio, that you make friends with the tech people.
Oh, they're our best friends. Andrew Renfrew, Fruey.
Shout out to Renfrew.
He's the... No, he's not our rock. He's just doing everything else.
He used to be there for
it. He's brilliant, Andrew Renfrew. Yeah. We love the tech. You got to, wherever your business is, even if it's not radio, right? It'd be weird if other radio people listen to this, but wherever you are, be friends with the techs.
Because these days, tech's involved in everything, right?
Oh, everything.
And we can't broadcast to you, Australia, talk to you without the tech people. Mm-hmm. So now that I've always tried to go down and say g'day, whatever, be friends.
Yeah.
And we had a bloke down there who we're quite close with. It doesn't work for the business anymore.
No.
I won't name him. And he showed us once that no matter, so it doesn't matter if it's a work laptop, it could be your personal mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are connected to the work Wi-Fi, they can see everything that you look at on the internet.
There is a way to see what people are looking at and in real time.
Yes. They can hop on.
If you're on a certain website, they can know you're on that website and when and where you're on that website.
Yeah. This bloke once showed us that he could see devices in the toilets here at work, and people were watching pornography.
Yeah. And the video, so he could activate the camera.
No.
And
took a selfie.
And that's why he's no longer here. No.
So, look, he's like, look, It's above my pay grade to go knocking on cubicles.
Not mine.
Because he doesn't know who it is. Because if it's your personal device, it'll just have like an IP address or something.
Of course, yeah.
But he could see that you're in the workplace and see what you're doing.
He can see what you look. Yeah. I mean, they don't. I don't know what business he just walks in the bathroom coincidentally.
Like, oh, Dave, what are you doing? What's Jimmy in there as well?
Why do you think I got him fired? Yeah.
I knew too much. So look, what I want to do.
You've got to be so careful.
You've got to be careful.
You've got to be so careful.
Careful. Mm. If anything happens to me, throw it all in the ocean.
Well, bring your own dongle is what we've learned. Yes. If you're playing with your dongle, bring your own dongle.
Dongle for dongle.
Yeah.
So what I want to do on 131060 is ask, what did you catch someone doing at work?
Yeah.
So this.
It doesn't have to be internet related.
No, it doesn't have to be internet related. Like, you could physically have caught someone stealing from you.
Yep.
You caught someone potting at the work Christmas
party. Maybe you stumbled across somebody in their office.
Oh, Cyril.
Yeah. And Cyril was in there. Your boss, Cyril, was in there. Maybe you've seen them doing something dodgy.
Maybe you have seen, you've caught someone, I don't know, a tradie sitting in his ute watching.
It doesn't have to be your workplace.
No.
At a workplace.
You walk past a job site.
Mm. You know what? At a school I used to go to.
Careful, careful.
Or didn't go to. Maybe I didn't go there. I saw two teachers potting. True story. At wherever I was.
At some point, somewhere. Yeah. All right, so 131060, give us a call, Australia. What did you catch someone doing at work?
Whatever it was, or maybe you were caught doing something at work.
Did you catch them in the loop? Ew. Doing something they shouldn't do?
Oh, God.
Did you catch them stealing a cup?
Karen!
Did you see them hook up? Ooh. What did you catch?
That was saucy.
Someone doing at work.
Catching someone stealing a car at work is very aggressive audio, Bones.
It's like, what did you catch? Stealing a car. Karen!
Why is Karen stealing a car?
Watching someone hook up.
Just imagine somebody's left for the day. Karen goes down the car park, puts an elbow through.
What did you catch? Did they import $1 million worth of cocaine? Did they have a kiss?
Karen!
Or did they have a kiss at work?
Like they are. If you've caught somebody importing like illicit drugs and stealing a car, I want to know that workplace.
Did you leak illegal documents? Your name's Julian Assange, WikiLeaks. Or did you spill your coffee?
He covers all bases, that audio, Bones.
We have our 131060. What did you catch someone doing at work? This is after a new study has found that most workplaces these days, if you're using work Wi-Fi on your mobile phone, they can see what you're Googling or what you're doing on the internet.
It's something you should all be aware of.
Mm.
I mean, speaking from experience.
Just disconnect from, turn Wi-Fi off, guys.
Anna, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Anna. What did you catch somebody doing at work?
Well, I was working at a big racing thing in Melbourne, and I went out the back to get some credit for the VIPs, and when I was out the back by the tyres, two people came in. One of them married and had some fun in there, and I had to hide behind the tyres.
Oh.
Very awkward.
So you're down behind the Dunlops while they're getting it done?
Pretty much. I don't think I've ever held my breath for so long, so thank God he wasn't too long. But I would have passed out.
Where was this, Anna?
In Melbourne at a big racing event that happens sometimes.
Like the F1?
So who was Lewis Hamilton with? Hang on.
Is this in the public area or like the fancy private area?
Are we talking pit lane?
The fancy VIP bit, and I was working there and thought I'd just got told to nip out the back to get some of the VIP guest packages and stuff. And yeah, was joined by two people with all the tyres. So odd place to.
I bet they were tired after.
Sorry, speaking of that.
When was it? Was it this year, Anna?
No, it was a little bit ago.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah,
I still got the PTSD from it.
Yeah, we were there. Well, we didn't get caught.
Get caught.
Thank you, Anna. Wow, the F1 scandal.
Scandal. Who was it? I want to know.
Could have been anybody. Probably Gunther Steiner.
Is he married?
Yes.
No. Yes. Say that like I'm an idiot.
Jordan, hello.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, you know, mate. How are you? Oh, we're good, mate, brother. Good. Bit of radio. What have you caught somebody doing at work, George?
Yeah, so it was actually a contractor that come in to fix a few things at work, and all of us had finished smoko, and we all walked out. I went back to go get a drink, and old fella was sitting in one of the recliners at work, all kicked back, shoes off, everything, belt buckle undone.
No. No, he wasn't. He had his hand in the pickle jar.
And, I had a quick look at his phone, and, lo and behold, he was playing some adult films, and I was like, what are you watching there, mate? And I must have startled him a bit, and he threw his phone up in the air, and it landed face up.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's my favourite one as well.
Did he have his hand on his penis?
No, I don't think so. I think he was just laying back with his...
He was getting ready.
Getting ready, pretty much.
And what did he say? Yeah. What did he say to you?
Well, he was pretty quick to get out of the room. He didn't really say too much. He's just like, oh, just scrolling through Facebook. I was like, what Facebook do you have, mate?
Don't see many faces. Ash, welcome. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Ash, what did you catch somebody doing at work?
So I used to be a flight attendant and for a small company. So it was just there was a captain, first officer, and just a flight attendant. We used to have to walk across the tarmac and just open the doors to the planes because they used to be finished. They used to finish out there. We didn't have an aero bridge because it was small.
Mm.
And when we got out there, we opened the door and the captain had us, the captain was going at it with a flight attendant.
In the plane.
Was there passengers? No. We were going out there. They had finished their shift. Their passengers had got off. They've stayed on there, had their way, but they thought the plane was finished for the day, but we walked out, opened the door, and they were literally pants down in the cockpit.
Well, it wasn't just the passengers who got off, though, was it, Ash?
No. Yeah, exactly right. So...
Sorry, Ash said cockpit.
There you go.
Well, I mean, by name and use.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
No! Just finding my groove. Quitting time! We got to go!
Yeah, when the hooter goes, we hoot off.
Mm-hmm. But not before a little show rating. Score out of 10. Doesn't matter how much of the show you have heard. Welcome back to the show, Big Jordan. Hello, George.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, mate. It's been a cracking show. You were a part of it a little bit earlier. What did you call through for again?
What have you caught somebody doing at work?
That's right.
Old fella with his hand in the pickle jar.
He had his hand in the pickle jar, didn't he, George?
Yeah, that's it, eh?
Yeah.
That's the one.
You work with him for long, that bloke?
Oh, he doesn't work for us. He works for another company.
He was a subby, mate.
He was a subby.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so... Yeah. Yeah, every time he comes back in, he gives me a bit of a weird look.
He was a subby.
When he comes in, you just go, couches over there, mate. Tissues, moisturiser. It's all ready.
Tell the boss the handyman's arrived.
That's it, eh?
George, how much of the show have you heard tonight, brother?
Just on my way home from work, maybe about 20, 30 minutes of it.
That's a good sample size.
And what do you want to give us out of 10? What's it worth?
Oh, mate, I'm going to be honest, maybe a two.
No, that's fair enough. We've been shit-ass tonight, George.
it hasn't been two. Probably one of the worst ones I've seen, I reckon.
It's been pretty average tonight, Jordan, don't you reckon?
Yeah, well, there's always room for improvement, but
there is.
We got another show tomorrow night, though, so, you know.
That's it.
Well, if we don't get fired for what we're doing on the Wi-Fi after the show.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.